It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper
long? Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Hey, man, today, hey, it's going to be pretty fun for me, man. I just decided I wanted to jump on some real quick humbug type thing, simply because, you know, your boy, we legal now, man. So I want to jump in that and talk to y'all about that in a second, man. But first off, we're going to celebrate a few things, man, because I've reached a few accomplishments. And, you know, I think I want to celebrate with y'all, man. You know, it is what it is. Today, Friday. I don't know if you got a job. I really don't know if you got nothing to do. But we finna kick it. You hear me, man? Let's have a little bit of fun. Hey, let's go.
It's Friday night. Party hunter. Feeling right. Just got to get it. Party shaking. Party shaking.
Back, man. Hey, it's the big homie, man. We back to the Bobby Dollars Show. Hey, so I just wanted to come back, man, and I want to thank everybody out there, man, for supporting my new business, SSJ Snacks. SSJ Snacks, man, was something that I kind of thought up, and I wanted to put our family names in there, my mom's last name, my last name, and my little brother's last name. And you know, I wanted to create something, man. I wanted to build off of something. And I knew that my daughter loved to cook. You know, she's in school for nursing right now. God, I love my daughter. She is a blessing to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful, beautiful young lady. She's turning into an awesome woman. And she loves to cook and everything. So she's helping dad with the business. And that's where SSJ Snacks gets Naya's Originals. Naya's Originals is basically all of our cookies. You know, we have a list of cookies, man, two different kinds, two flavors, as far as like regular and oatmeal. Far as our oatmeal list goes, we got oatmeal raisin, oatmeal caramel, oatmeal blueberry, regular oatmeal, and oatmeal cranberry. And then on the flip side, for the other cookie lovers that don't really like oatmeal like that, we have a huge seller in white chocolate chip and caramel. It's white chocolate caramel. Oh my God, it's really good. We sell a ton of those. Naya's Original chocolate chip. And then we do double chocolate chip, as well as the toffee candy. We do butterscotch and pecan. We do Reese's and marshmallow. We also do Reese's Pieces. We do M&M. We got a nice variety of cookies. If you're ever able to get a brochure or get a menu, you know, feel free to order. If you're out of town or you're away from the St. Louis area, we can work some things out and get it shipped out to you as the website is being built. We also have a great variety of custom flavored popcorn, believe it or not. I think right now we have almost 15 flavors. Some of our hugest sellers is like my Boomer Madness, which is a blend of ranch flavors with real bacon, like real thick cut slices of bacon. We cut it up, we make it look really good and throw it in there, man. It's a top seller, as well as my white cheddar jalapeno. My three cheese explosion, that's a mix of three cheeses with a hint of cayenne pepper. It's really, really good as well. I also have some exotic flavors like seasoned delight. That's like eating a piece of chicken, you know, fried chicken. And it's basically popcorn. It's the way it seasoned delight. So it's like fried chicken in a bag, baby. My kettle corn, that's specially made. You'll love it. It's like eating a piece of sweet potato pie. And then you got, man, all kinds of different flavors. Other than that, like my garlic parmesan overload. Oh my God, what else do we got? It's Naya's Original caramel corn. Like we got a lot of different flavors here that people really, really love. And I sell a ton of. Another big one that I almost forgot is our cheddar and cilantro. And that's where we take real cilantro and we mix it with cheddar cheese, intense cheddar cheese popcorn. And intense cheddar is an actual flavor as well. So, you know, like I said, we got a ton of flavors of popcorn as well. And I know you guys love those. And then to cap it all off, we also have a variety of pickled products, like pickle slices. We got pickle halves and spears. And then we also got pickled green beans, pickled eggs, pickled rustic potatoes. When we say pickled, don't necessarily think that they all taste like dill pickles and things like that. Only the pickles and the pickled green beans will taste like garlic dill or sweet heat or something like that. I can do sweet heat on other products like the potatoes and the sweet and the red onions and the jalapenos and stuff like that. I can even pickle tomatoes, you know, and make them a different flavor as well. No, I don't do Kool-Aid pickling, so I don't put packs of Kool-Aid in my in my pickles. I don't know if people still do that, but that's not how I offer my pickles. As well as pickled eggs, like I said, different flavors like spicy garlic and, you know, hot and spicy stuff like that. We got a ton of different items, man. It's hard for me to kind of like shoot them all off to you because there's so many. And then the latest thing that we're doing right now with SSJ is chicken jerky. I basically have black pepper and balsamic vinegar. That's a good mixture. I put on some on my chicken jerky. It's a great marinade. It's basically good, man. If you check the Instagram page, you can see some pictures of some of the chicken jerky. I think the ones that we got on there is the black garlic and herb. It's pretty good. I took it actually to work with me tonight and let people sample it. And man, people were going crazy over it. And they were telling me that they like the idea that it's just not like a flat piece of tough beef that you got to chew and chew and chew. It really has substance and has meat in it. And, you know, you can actually eat it like a piece of chicken or a chicken nugget or something, you know. And I can only appreciate that, man, because I love it. I'm not going to deny it. I absolutely love it. So I hope you guys get an opportunity to check us out. After the website opens up for SSJ Snacks, we'll start to incorporate other things. Like I'm probably going to be jarring up some of my special chili. I'll also probably have my daughter jarring up, if possible, peach cobbler and stuff like that. I've had people asking me to do salsa, different preserves like jams and stuff like that. We haven't reached off into those venues yet, but I mean, we haven't went down those avenues yet, but you never know, man. If we get plenty of support and we get a lot of sales and we're able to expand and I can eventually open my doors and get me a storefront, then yeah, man, I'm up for it. You know, we'll introduce the cheesecakes and all of that stuff. So it'll be awesome, man. So SSJ Snacks, find us on Instagram at SSJ_snacks. You can also find us on TikTok at SSJ Snacks LLC. And, you know, I'm going to create a Twitter page. We don't have it just yet. And I may do a Facebook page. I'm not sure just yet. But right now we are definitely on Instagram and TikTok. So check us out. See some of our flavors and everything. Get the phone numbers. Make the orders. DM me. Inbox me. My daughter, my son. We're all on the call, man. If you need anything, we'll talk it out with you. We'll figure it out. Like I said, until the website is up and you're able to do actual ordering and shipping and paying with your credit card and all that stuff. I have a Square here at home. We are actually a home-based business, so everything will work out fine, man. Just trust me on that one, I promise. And everything will be legitimate, clean, you know, you'll be safe. So again, man, SSJ Snacks and also SSJmarket.com is coming soon. Like I say, the website is coming. Just be patient with us, and I promise, you know, you'll love everything that's coming to you. So let's take a quick break, man. And when we come back, we'll talk about the surprise I got. It's the Big Homie. This is the Bobby Dallas Show. Talking away. No, I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine away. Oh, I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me. We back, man. It's the Big Homie Bobby Dallas, and I want to welcome y'all back to the Bobby Dallas Show, man. So I guess this is it, man. I guess this is the actual moment where I get to share with the homies all over the world that are listening to this podcast my secret. So here's the secret. Your boy legal now, man. I got a medical marijuana card. Can you believe this shit? Oh my God, what are they doing to me around this place, man? I love it. You hear me? I love it, man. I've been smoking weed since I was 13 years old. I will be 45 this year. I like it. It does a lot of things for me, municipal purposes, you know, recreational purposes. I mean, it really does a lot for me. The edibles are great. They get me through a lot of things because personally, you know, I had surgery on both of my hands, you know, due to severe carpal tunnel. Like I was about to lose nerves in both of my hands to a point to where I wasn't going to be able to feel anything. If I would have been holding stuff in my hands, if I wasn't looking to check and see if it was still there, it could have fell out and I wouldn't have never known. So to actually know that you are to hear those words from your primary care physician that, you know, hey, man, if you don't get this taken care of, you ain't going to have no feelings in your hands. Like your hands will just be dead weight. You'll know they're there. You can use them, but you ain't going to feel nothing. Oh, that's horrible, man. I can't, you know, I couldn't live like that, you know. So with that being said, I went and got surgery on both of my hands. A lot of that came from me owning this lawn care service. I also own Yard Envy Lawn Care Landscaping and Gardening LLC, and I've owned that for years, man, at least almost 10 now. And my son and I and a few other people have been working this and doing this, and I think over time, utilizing all the commercial products like the edgers and the mowers and all that stuff, the vibration like messed up the nerves and stuff in my arms and my hands. So it created carpal tunnel, man, and I was always in pain. I'm not going to deny it, but unfortunately, like I have a really, really high tolerance for pain. So I could work through it, man. I could be in severe pain, man, in my hands and elbows, my back of my neck, all of that. And I still work through a whole 12-hour shift and wouldn't even think twice about it. So after years and years of that and being on my feet and all of that, I finally got an opportunity to get it taken care of. So after that happened, of course, my doctor told me it would be a whole year, you know what I'm saying, before I would actually be able to use my hands again properly and not have any pain or any of that. So long story short, it would be a year before my hands heal up. The year passed July 2021, and true to the nature, my hands still hurt sometimes depending upon what I'm doing. I still have pain in my elbows if I work a lot. And I'm doing a lot of work for 12 hours, 13 hours and stuff like that. My elbow will actually swell a tad bit. And I guess they call it like tennis elbow or something. But yeah, you know, it gets painful. So when I talk to shout out to Nug MD, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nug MD, man. Y'all check him out. N-U-G-G-M-D. And I'm not getting paid for that. This ain't no promotional thing. You know, I'm just... Hey, I just say they believed in me, man, and they made me great. So, you know what I'm saying? Go online, you know, check them out, man. And if you do, reference Rob, man, Rob Spann, R-O-B-S-P as in Peter, A-N-N. Let them know that I referred you, and, you know, maybe they'll give you 50%. I mean, 15% off, 50. I'm tripping. 15% off, you know, or 20% off or something. Who knows? But, hey, man, check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, NugMD.com. I talked to the doctors. I told them what was going on. I let them know that I was in chronic pain all the time. And, shit, like the wave of a wand, baby, it was all done. I was good. You know what I'm saying? I paid their fees. And then I won't tell you the fees, man, because, you know, excuse me, I'm smoking too, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a card now. But anyway, I ain't going to tell you their fees because they could vary depending upon the states and all of that kind of stuff. But for the most part, though, yeah, man, I paid the state of Missouri the money I had to pay them. I paid Nug MD the money I needed to pay them. I want to say 3 to 5 days had passed. I got the digital card and I printed it out yesterday. You know, I got that to hold on to until the official card comes in the mail. So I'm good right now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't much nobody can tell me, baby, because I'm smoking like I want to smoke. I'm eating the edibles I want to eat. And it's all legal. So if there's anything else that I have to add to all of this, it's kiss my ass to the ones that don't know no better because your boy is on. And I got me a card. You know what I'm saying? So like my girl say, man, I'm ready to make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Do. I'm finna get down, you dig? Shit, I'm smoking, baby. But yeah, that's my secret, man. That's my surprise. That's what it is. And like I say, I'm happy, man. Like, I'm happy. Leave me alone. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the cut, real talk. So that's what's up, man. So we're gonna take a quick break, man, and you know, in this episode, I'm playing more than one song. So, you know, y'all enjoy this music, man. It's your ride to work. It's your lunch break, whatever it is, man. Enjoy us, man. Let's have some fun. It's all about the weed, man. We kicking it right now. You hear me? And when we come back from this break, man, we'll talk about me having COVID. You know what I'm saying? It just passed here recently. And I'll tell you my symptoms and how I went and how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's
this
the big home.
To all the women in the world, especially her. You know, it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color, your fellas, I ain't forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like the dance. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it and take a chance. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put yours, then I put mine. Then we can dip down low and roll and grind. Just get on the floor like I said before. Y'all remember that down.
Bucks swirl it down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
And we're back, man. It's the big homie. It's the Bobby Dollar Show. Welcome back, man. I hope y'all back in y'all seats and all of that. And you know what I'm saying? Unpopped your edible or rolled your blunt. Whatever you do, do it. It's on you. Have fun. Enjoy. Be safe. Wear your mask. I done said all the things that need to be. So, check this out, man. Like, hey, this shit was crazy, bro. Like, okay, I'm gonna talk about when I really had COVID but didn't get tested, but didn't have a test and all of that, versus me actually getting the test and having COVID and I knew I didn't have it at that time. So when I actually did get COVID, bro, it was like December of 2019. I had just started working at the job that I'm at right now, and I used to do a ton of amount of sweating. Okay, like I worked on a dock and I moved around. I mean, like moved around. And by the time I would get off after that 12-hour period, my tank top would be so wet. I would need to take that sucker off in the bathroom so I wouldn't have to go outside and be cold from wearing a wet shirt. I mean, like soaked. So when I was working like that, they wound up moving us around in the wintertime. It was wintertime. Like I say, December, man, 2019. They was moving us around. We was all on the trucks, all kinds of stuff. And I remember them bringing us gloves and bringing us scullies and all kinds of shit, because it was like -4 outside, but it was like -16, -20 on the trucks because they big metal ass container trucks. And I remember doing a lot that night, man, and hooking it up and getting it done. I was trying to become a manager. You know, I was working my ass off of them, trying to get to a point to where I could be what I was used to, because like I've always been in leadership and damn near every single job that I've had since I've been able to sign my own checks. So it was crazy, man. Like, I remember the day I got sick because my nose started running and I could not stop coughing. Just for some reason, I could not stop coughing. And then I went home and took a really, really hot shower, soaked in some Epsom salt, and I took an Alka-Seltzer Plus Cold. And I think the Alka-Seltzer Plus Cold just brought it all out. And man, I'm talking about I couldn't breathe. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't eat. I want to say when January 2020 rolled around, this was the time when President Trump was, oh, it's Chinese disease. If it gets hot and it's a certain temperature, it'll go away. Wait till July. It's all kinds of crazy shit he was saying, man. And the whole time he talking and saying that shit, I'm in bed for a whole almost 30 days. I know it was past, it was almost 4 weeks, because eventually my wife caught it and she ended up in bed too. And we were both sick and my kids was there. And they was just like worried about us because we didn't like leave our room at all for like almost a whole month. We were getting up and going to the bathroom, but they would bring us some food every now and again, but we just weren't eating, like no food. I know I lost about 15 pounds just laying in the bed. And I remember the pain, I mean the agony, man. Like every time I would move, it felt like I got hit by a car. I mean, just having the sheets and the comforters laying on my body, it was exhausting, man. It was horrible. Like I was like, sometimes like, and I have a very, very high tolerance for pain, but like just moving around in my bed, I would just be looking at the ceiling and tears would just roll down the side of my face. I was just in that much pain, and every breath I took hurt. I mean, like I couldn't swallow. It hurt. If I thought about thinking about something, it hurt. Like it was horrible, man. And at one point, my son and my daughter was just like, I think mom and dad dying. We don't know what's going on. I think they're going to die in there, you know. So eventually they wanted to get us to a doctor, but I started to feel better. So I got up, start moving around, start eating a little bit, soup, you know, here and there, drinking Powerade and stuff like that. And I start feeling like myself again. But I remember my daughter and my son saying, Dad, you look like you lost a lot of weight, like something, like you don't look like yourself. And I did, actually. I lost a ton of weight. So when I went back to work in February, like near the end of February, because I had just took all that time off, everybody was like, damn, you've been hitting the gym when you've been gone. Boy, you looking good. You lost all weight. And I'm like, nah, man, I almost died, clown. I wasn't like I wasn't bench pressing shit. I was in bed. I didn't know what the hell was going on with my life. I talked to God and I told him, please, man, if you're going to take me, wait till I doze off. I don't even want to talk no more. I was done. You know what I'm saying? It was horrible, man. It was the worst. And I never felt anything like that in my life. Like I've never felt anything like that. I mean, like I've had homies that has told me that they got COVID around that time and the pain was worse than getting shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'd rather take another slug than to deal with that shit. You know, and I'm like, whoa, like nigga, I wouldn't wishing that part on myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. I know, no. But when it was all said and done, that's the time that I actually had it from. Right after Christmas, around the 28th of December, all the way up until like January the 21st. And I remember damn near the 31st of January was when I was kind of like up and moving around a little bit. And then I remember near Valentine's Day is when my wife was finally up and was like, you know, are we going to do anything? I hope not, because I just don't feel it. I don't want to go nowhere. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Let's just stay home, you know. So another week had passed, and because February is such a short month, it was like near the end of the month when we finally both got back to work. Now, that's the time when I actually caught COVID, and that threw me, man. My mental was all screwed up because I kept thinking I was going to die, and it was crazy. Versus what just happened here a week ago. No, 3 weeks ago. So at the beginning of this month of January, I'm, you know, catching colds and feeling all crazy and everything. But mind you, I've been vaccinated since March of 2021. And I got both my doses. They both Moderna. You know, I was good. So I'm thinking in my mind, I wouldn't catch COVID anyway. I figured maybe I had been asymptomatic all that time. I was thinking in my mind, maybe I was smoking so much chronic that shit, it just couldn't attach, like they antibodies couldn't attach to shit. It was just so much weed in there, you know? And then my wife sitting on the couch like, shit, the alcohol saving me. Every time I drink wine, I don't get sick. I'm like, man, we like the stupidest superheroes in the world, but you know, it is what it is, man. So I'm like the weed, she like the wine, we like fuck COVID. So when it was all said and done, we were at the store, we were at Walgreens, and she's like, you know, they got these home COVID tests, and you know, we should get one. And I was like, all right, man, go on, grab it, bring it on home, we'll see what's up. So she went and got the test, and she brought it home. Now, when she gets home, I'm all for it. I've given myself a test at work. I've had the test done 2 or 3 times for work, you know, so I'm all for it. She sit the test down. I open the box. We find out it's 2 of them in there. We thinking it's just 1. So she's thinking that I'm about to take the test. No, 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 honey. We both finna take this sucker. So I told her, I said, hey, it's 2 in the box. We both finna take them. And she like, oh, no, I don't want to take that shit. Wait a minute. I'm like, quit being scared, man. Let's get through it. So I give myself the test. And I go through the whole little rigmarole. And I put the timer on the stove, 12 minutes, maybe about 9 minutes. It hadn't even been 4 minutes yet. This motherfucker positive. It done popped up, got the C, the T. It's shit. It's a hand waving like, hey, welcome. Welcome to death, fool. We've been waiting on your ass for a couple weeks. You know, and it's like, damn. So I'm sitting here like, wow, man, how the hell am I positive? Like, damn. So she comes into the kitchen where I'm at, on the counter, you know, and she's like, how was your test? I say, man, I think I'm positive. Look at this shit. And she, oh no, I'm not taking that test. I'm like, man, take the test, bro. She took the test and she ended up not being positive. She was negative. Like, I don't understand. How in the hell are you negative? But the whole week you've been sick, sneezing, throwing up, all kinds of shit, man. Made me ask, man, you pregnant or something? What the hell wrong with you? And she all like, no, it ain't nothing like that. I'm like, damn, man, you finally do something. And fuck, man. But when it's when it's all said and done, I'm like, dang, man, you know, how you negative and I'm positive? I don't get that. So my daughter is like, Dad, you're gonna have to stay downstairs. You ain't gonna be you need to put a mask on. You gotta do this, you gotta do that. I'm like, all right. So I put the mask on. I come down to my office here in my home in the basement and I quarantine. I stay down here for 2 days. All right. Over this 2-day period, I'm saying to myself, this has to be a false positive because I do not feel sick. I'm down here doing shows. I'm recording fucking burpees. And you know, shit, I'm down here just doing what I do. And I got a mask on the whole time. So my daughter come down the next day from her room and I'm up in the kitchen and I got a mask on and she's, Dad, you got me. I can't believe this. My throat is sore and I'm sick and I don't believe this, you know? And I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm like, no, I'm not sick. It can't be, you know? So my wife's like, we got to go get another test. So we go back to Walgreens, buy another test. There's 2 of them in there, of course. My son walks in all extra high and happy. And I'm like, hey, you got to take a test too. He like, no, I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm not, that ain't got nothing to do with the day. Okay, so long story short, my daughter wants to take the test. She thinks she got COVID. She's stressing out. She takes the test. Hers is negative. My son takes the test. His is negative. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how I'm sleeping in the bed with this lady at night. You know, I'm around my daughter. You know, she done ran up and punched me a couple of times. I done headlocked her. We wrestling. You know, we doing what we do. You know, just being stupid, you know what I'm saying? My son done grabbed my pen. He done hit my pen a couple times and took off and all of that. None of them are positive, but I'm positive. How? I don't get it. I don't feel like I'm positive. I'm positive that I ain't. anyway, so I'm like, hey, man, I don't get it. It is what it is. And before you know it, you know, I just said, I don't believe it, man. I was like, I don't think this is what it is. So I just kind of left it at that, you know, and it is what it is. So versus like really having COVID, if you really do get COVID, hey, you'll really, really know those symptoms, man. And it's horrible. It is the worst, man. So I say all that to say, get vaccinated, bro. And if you're already vaccinated, get your booster too. I don't know about no fourth dose and all of that, man. But I mean, just do it. Why not? Because it's so much going on, man. And if there's a way for people to take you out because you have a certain kind of belief or a certain kind of standard of life and you don't believe that what's happening is real, you know, you're susceptible to anything, man. Like, you're a target. So don't stand there and let them put that red dot on you, man. Like, protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something, because if you don't, you letting them win. Like, you hustling backwards. You playing the wrong game. you know, with the wrong mindset. And I felt that way for a long time. When all this shit first came out, I was like, I already had COVID. I ain't getting that shit. But then my wife had to get it because she's a respiratory therapist and it was mandated for her. And then my mom is in dietary, so she had to get it. They both work for the same company, SSM Health Group. So I'm like, damn, man, you know, they got it. They didn't mutate. They didn't turn into anything. Shit, you know, my wife didn't have a period for 9 months. So shit, I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to go and get the shot. It is what it is. Next thing I know, my son got it. My daughter got it. We all cool. You know, ain't none of our personalities changed. It was all good. So, you know, I'm all for it, man. You know, I'm an advocate of your vaccination. I'm an advocate of your booster shot. And I am definitely an advocate of Mary Juanjo. Mary Jane. She is really cool, man. She done kept me out of a lot of trouble in my life. A whole lot, man. So, again, man, hey, this has been fun. I've enjoyed myself. I like sharing that little moment with y'all. I really hope you guys go to Instagram and check out our new snacking business, SSJ Snacks. Like I said, on Instagram, SSJ underscore snacks. On TikTok, it's SSJ Snacks LLC. Go check it out, man. I'm putting new stuff on there every day. It's food porn, man. I think you really enjoy what we got to offer. And, you know, finally, man, again, thanks to all that had a hand in me getting my medical marijuana card in the state of Missouri, from Nug MD to any and everybody else that had something to do with it. I really appreciate y'all. I want to thank the little people in the back. I want to thank the Oompa Loompas that's going to bring this chronic to my house next week. I really, really want to thank all the smoke. I'm going to have to wave my hand and get through. And the edibles. I really can't forget the edibles. Those are the mistresses. My wife will never know. So thank you all again, man. I appreciate y'all stopping by. And hey, man, it's the Big Homie. It's been the Bobby Dollar Show.